So today, you're in for a special treat. We're so glad that you're here, and we just welcome you to Destiny Church. And today, I had a phone call a few months ago from Pastor Mike Stubbs, and he has called me and said, hey, we got the Nationals coming in from Malaysia, Henry and Janice Liu, and would Destiny Church be willing to host them today? They've been in town. They've been in L.A. for the Global Council, the Foursquare. And I said, yes, we would love to have them. We want to open up our doors today to them and give him a chance to minister. And I've just had a chance to meet him for the first time on Thursday. Him and his beautiful wife, we met you on Thursday, had lunch together, and then they left and came back this morning through town, and they were going to minister with us, and then they're heading to Branson, Missouri. Can you believe that? They're going to Branson, Missouri. They're going to spend a little time vacationing after today. And so we're glad to have them here today. He is the national leader of Foursquare Malaysia, also is the national leader of Southeast Asia Foursquare, and belongs on the Global Council and a lot of other things that I won't tell you about. But he's involved in a lot of things globally, as long as getting Foursquare started there in Malaysia. And today I want you to put your hands together and welcome Henry Liu. Come on, Henry. Bless us today.
Introduce your mic to us.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. I have a mic.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll give you this microphone.
Yeah. My wife will speak from here. There's a Chinese saying that if you obey your wife, you will be prosperous. So I have to allow her to speak first.
Good morning to every one of you.
Yeah, yes, okay.
Okay. In Malaysia, the Bahasa Malaysia word for praise the Lord is Puji Tuhan. So today I want to praise the Lord, Puji Tuhan.
Amen.
Puji Tuhan. And we have missionaries from China. And in Mandarin, it is Zan Mei Zu. Okay, so we learned some new languages today. And I praise the Lord that I'm here this morning to be with each one of you. We come from Malaysia. If you do not know where Malaysia is, I give you a geography lesson today. It is sandwiched between Thailand. Thailand is in the north, and to the south is Singapore. So you probably have heard of Thailand. You have heard of Singapore. And so we are that little country in between Thailand and...
A little piece of meat.
Okay, the sandwich filling. Okay, so between the two pieces of bread, that is the sandwich filling there. Okay, praise the Lord. Malaysia is a Muslim country, a population of 30 million people, consisting of about 60% of Malays who are Muslims. 25% of us are Chinese. Our forefathers come from China. But we are born in Malaysia. So we are Chinese born in Malaysia. And the rest of the percentage are the Indians and the Eurasians and other of the aborigines. We call them the Orang Asli. A little bit about myself. Both of us pastor a Foursquare church north of the capital city. The capital city is Kuala Lumpur. And so I'm pastoring the English congregation in Ipoh, which is about 100 miles away from Kuala Lumpur. It's a Foursquare church. We call the church Shekinah Community Center. We have about 10 congregations that are scattered throughout different parts of Ipoh, and we have another church in the main capital city in Kuala Lumpur. Okay, so we have about 10 congregations, mostly Chinese and Indians. Okay, and the Chinese speak Cantonese. Majority of our dialects is in Cantonese, which is a dialect of Chinese, okay?
And Hong Kong people speak.
That's where the Hong Kong people speak Cantonese. And I pastor the church there, and Henry pastors the church in Kuala Lumpur. We have three children. My eldest is Joe. Joe is married. He's 28 years old. And we found out that we are going to be grandparents. My daughter-in-law, Fawny, is 2 months pregnant. And so, praise the Lord, we're going to be first-time grandparents. We are learning how to be good grandparents, okay? We just left from a family in Arkansas, I need to say it correctly, okay? And so, we learned from them how to be good grandparents. My daughter, my middle child, is a girl, 25 years old. She works in a bank. South of Malaysia, which is just next to
Singapore,
and it's Johor Bahru. She works in a bank there. She's not married yet. And my youngest daughter is Karen. She has just entered college. She's 18 years old. So this is just a little bit about myself. And I'm so glad that today I can be in Destiny Church with every one of you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Do not underestimate her size. Sometimes when she speaks, I shiver a bit. And when she speaks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, demons will flee. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor Jean and Pastor Melody, for inviting us to come to your church. And we are so privileged. Like most of the time, we spend a lot of time in the western side of USA, and which is more cosmopolitan. But then this year, we have opportunities to spend time in this part of the world, the Bible Belt, and we are so glad that have homes open to us to spend time with them, and we are able to see another side of USA. My teacher used to say that, you know, when a dog bites a man, it's not news. When a dog, man bites a dog, it's news, right? And usually in the TV, in our Malaysian homes TV, it shows the negative sides of USA. But when I come to USA, especially in this part of the world, my wife and I are able to see the positive and the values that we can share. You know, I was talking to the family that we stayed in yesterday that, you know, your values are so, you know, that I want to learn, right? It's so Asian, so Chinese, how to be grandparents. And you know, your value system in this part of the world, I really love it, right? And thank you for being so good to us, my wife and I, and also the Stubbs family. They were the one who connected us with the rest of the Foursquare family. Families in this part of the world, and we are so glad to be here, right? And I'm so humble as I stand here and worship and say, Lord, that you know, next time you know, I intend to plant another church in Kuala Lumpur. I say that, what the, you know, it's like you need not to reinvent the wheel, right? This is a beautiful church, and you know, we intend to lease a factory, Lord. And I say that, well, this is the design, right? All I need is to write to Pastor Jean, hey, give me your blueprint, right? And we have it, right? I don't have to ask somebody to draw it. Right? Thank you for inviting us. And Foursquare in Malaysia, we started about in 1985, almost 15 years ago. But the work really started when the Stubbs family went there and then be part of the missionary family there. And they built a foundation, and because of their ministry, we call them the Foursquare family or Mr. and Mrs. Foursquare, right? We do ministry, but we learned a lot about relationships from their life. And that's why that you know, Foursquare Malaysia builds on relationships. And we're going to show you a video clips of PowerPoints of Foursquare Malaysia, just a little bit about Foursquare Malaysia, and I hope that you will get to know and appreciate our country. All right, please.
Love I knew before. first touched my life. I need you to restore. I want you to revive.
Thank you. We started with four churches in the year 2000, but now we have more than 26 churches, and I hope that by the end of the year, we will reach 30 over churches. And this is due to the partnership with U.S. churches, Foursquare churches, and we hope that you can pray for our country. I want to share from the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 4, Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. How can we be a people of blessing? How can we be a people of blessings? Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit, and stories about him spread all through the area. He began to teach in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. Jesus traveled to Nazareth, where he had grown up. On the Sabbath day, he went to the synagogue, as he always did, and stood up to read. The book of Isaiah, the prophet, was given to him. He opened the book and found the place where this is written. The Lord has put his spirit in me, because he appointed me to tell the good news to the poor. He has sent me to tell the captives that they are free, and to tell the blind that they can see again. God sent me to free those who have been treated unfairly, and to announce the time when the Lord will show His kindness. Jesus closed the book, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. Everyone in the synagogue was watching Jesus closely. He began to say to them, "While you heard these words just now, they were all coming true. All the people spoke well of Jesus, and they were amazed at the words of grace He spoke. They asked, 'Isn't this Joseph's son?'" When Jesus was going to a city, a woman shouted out and said that, "Blessed is the woman who gave birth to you and nurtured you." And then Jesus said, "No, blessed is the man who heard the word of God and apply and start to do it." I'm sure that we are the blessed people. We are the one who have been blessed by God. And not only we want to give the blessings to ourselves, but we would like to bless other people with the blessings which God has put on our life. You know, our church intends to start another church in the capital city of Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. And we felt that that in order for Foursquare, for the ministry to expand, that we have to touch the capital city of Malaysia. So who is the best person to send? Of course, the chairman must go. The president must go, right? So that because we only have four churches in the capital city, which is not enough to do any ministry that is able to influence the people in the capital city. So the first thing I asked myself, what will be the mission statement or the vision statement of this church? And I looked through in my past life that, a lot of people had prophesied on me and said that, "Well, you will travel to nations and you will be blessings to other people and you will be a pastor of pastors." My wife and I were lecturers in Bible college before, and we're still lecturing. We do have our Foursquare Bible college. And through the course of the years of ministry, we realized that our ministry have expanded. You know, even though about 10 years ago, when we about 8 years ago, when we joined Foursquare, we listened back to the prophecies, we actually laughed and said that, "What in the world? This prophecy about me and my wife going to the world and preach the gospel and start to teach pastors." We actually laugh. But through the years, we learned that when Abraham's wife laughed, you know, next year, he was pregnant with Isaac. So don't you dare laugh when pastors say to you that you're going to be the home group leader, you're going to be the pastor. Please don't laugh, right? Because you laugh, it will be a fulfillment of the prophecy. So I asked myself, what would be the mission statement of the church? Then I put it it's still in the final tuning process. That I say that, well, this church will be the family of God that is blessed by God to bless the nations of the world. I will take that Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, talking about Abraham, that God told him that he will be blessed by God so that the whole world will be blessed by his seeds. And I'm sure that, you know, you would like to be a blessing to other people too. Isn't that true? Yeah. And this morning, I want to share with you that how we can be a blessing to other people. How we can be a blessing to other people. Firstly, we must seek after the agenda of our Lord Jesus Christ. Seek what kind of works that Jesus Christ wants us to do. What kind of ministries that He wants us to involve in, so that my friends, my family members, my neighbors, my colleagues, right, and my college friends will be blessed by my presence. And the Lord said that, you know, the Spirit of God is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. And then later on, we have descriptions of the poor people. You know, the poor people, you know, there are two kinds of poor people, at least to my understanding. Firstly, is those who are financially poor. Is that true? You know, tell your neighbor, Pastor is not talking about you. You are not financially poor. But we know that there are a lot of poor people in the world. And another type of poor we are talking about is the one poor in their spirit. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, it says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It is talking about that people who are in such a desperate situations, or maybe in a life-threatening time, or in a crisis in their station of life, they were confronted with a crisis, a problem, a trouble seemingly so insurmountable that, you know, God, if there is God, if you are the God, or Jesus, if you are the God, please do something in my life. If not, I will die. About 5 years ago, when we just joined Foursquare, a lady was brought into my office, and my leader, my home group leader, said, Pastor, we want you to pray for this lady. I said, what's the problem? And the lady was crying and said that, Pastor, please help me. Please help me. Well, my husband is in prison. My husband is in prison. I have 3 children. I just sent one of my girls overseas to work so that at least that we have some money sent back to the home. And I have one son and a youngest daughter. And when she talked about her son, she was crying and she was weeping. She said that, Pastor, please pray for my family. Now, her son was a very handsome young man. But she said that, well, he was not able to find any job. So, and he was slim and very handsome. And then he started to dress like a lady and walk the streets of our city. Well, prostituted himself. Right? And she said that, oh, Pastor, I have no hope. I have no hope. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. And, well, we pray for her, but we also witness to her and inform her about the power, about the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, finally, I told her, I said, dear sister, in order to escape the spirit of poverty or to purge out the spirit of poverty from your family's life, I say that you have to give your tithes, your 1/10 of your income. She comes from a race that, you know, their culture doesn't believe much in giving, right? They always receiving because of their, worldview. The cultural worldview, right? But I told her, I said, your people, well, we have four churches that are representing this group of people. So I told her that, you know, you realize that your people are so poor. In order to escape the poverty trap, you have to, you know, exorcise the spirit of poverty from your life by giving, for the starters, for giving your 1/10 of your salaries first. Well, she said that she has no job. But I said, we will get a job for you. So we got her the job. And at the first month, she came to my office and said that, she got an envelope and said that, Pastor, here is the money. I said, what is it is for? Well, she said that this is 1/10 of my income. Give it to you. Oh, I said, no. You give it to put it into the offerings or put it into the offering baskets, right? I wish that you would give it to me, right?
I said, no. Then about 3 years ago, while I was coming here for the Fall Spread Conference, and she called me and said, Pastor, would you like to come to my home? Oh, I said, you have a home? Yeah. I said, how's your son? Oh, now he is working in the factory, and my youngest daughter now is studying in the secondary, in our system, a secondary school, and then my eldest daughter is doing fine in Singapore, all right? Okay, I said. All right, I said, what do you want me to do? Come to your home. Well, I just purchased a new home. You did, I say. What happened? No, Pastor, thank you for teaching me. Thank you for telling me, because I started to give and I started to serve. And through the process of time, the Lord kept, blessing me. I got promotions, increment in my income, and so much so that with the money and with my pension fund, that I'm able to place a deposit for this house. Wow. I went to the dedication of her home, and I asked her to give her testimony. And I said, what happened to your husband? Oh, Pastor, it doesn't matter. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Still in prison, right? Oh, he's happy there. I'm happy out. Right? So it's all good. We need to preach the gospel to the poor. In the gospel of Luke, the poor, not only just the poor people. When Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he was set on the hill top, and he looked down to the people of Jerusalem, and he said that, oh, my people, I wept. No, I cry for you. I weep for you. Right? These people were tired. Physically, they were tired, right? They felt so harassed. And spiritually, they are like sheep without a shepherd. And these are the people, these are the poor people, these are the widows, and these are the people, the orphans, the widows, and they're also the poor people. You read across the pages of the Gospel of Luke that you read about a lot of the poor people. These poor people, in the final analysis, that these poor people were the people who did not have the Lord Jesus Christ. The agenda of our Lord Jesus Christ is to preach the gospel to the poor. At least I understand that there are two ways to preach the gospel. Of course, one of the most better ways is to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Paul told Timothy that you must be ready to give your testimony. You must able to preach the gospel in season and out of season, and I add, in between season. Right? Even the 4th of July, you must preach, right? You must have ready a testimony that within 1 minute, you are able to share that testimony to your friend about, before you come to know Christ and how you came to know Christ, and after knowing Christ, what happened. Within 1 minute, you are able to share your testimony of how you come to know the Lord. And secondly, is through church planting. When the Foursquare started to organize in Malaysia back in the 2002, we only have 5 churches. It was very frightening. I joined Foursquare not because of the positions. I thought that I was about to retire. I do not want to be an independent church. I wanted to be under the covering of a denomination. But then, God has another plan. I became the president of the Foursquare Malaysia. Then we have 5 churches. Since then, my life never be the same again. I lost from 220 pounds to 180 pounds. The Lord said, I have another plan for you. And I was seeking the Lord. The Lord said, plant more churches. Plant more churches. And we did. And since then, to almost about 8 years, or 6 years, we have planted 12 churches. We have planted 12 churches. I stood up in the service, when we joined Foursquare. I said that, people, beloved, dear folks, I say that we have a destiny, and God has decided for us that we join Foursquare, that we will become a vessel, a conduit of God's blessings. In order to do it, be a people that bless a people, we must plant churches. And we did. Where do I get all my pastors? All my pastors are bivocational. They are all home group leaders before. Hello? Oh, I say that you are so successful as a home group leader, you and your wife and you and your family members. If you can pastor a shepherd about 12 people to 15 people, you can shepherd a church of 50 people. I remember the first pastor, Pastor Jacinda. She was a beautician. She made ladies beautiful. But she was a very good home group leader. I say that, Jacinda, you are so successful in your home group ministry. And I felt that, God spoke to me and said that our first church will be pastored by you. The first church that we intend to plant, you will be the pastor. You know what happened? She laughed. Oh, she laughed like you, right? She laughed and laughed and laughed and said, "Pastor, my main task is to put sandpaper on somebody's face," right? She did the sandpapering, How do you call that? Facial, right? Facial. So, Pastor, that's my job. But I say, you pray about it. And from now on, you're going to make people beautiful in the sight of the Lord. And she prayed. Then she spoke to her husband. They spoke to the two children. And they, together they said, "Yes, Pastor, we will pastor the church." Hallelujah. I can tell you countless stories about, former home group leaders that rise up and say that, "Yes, Pastor, we will rise to the challenge. You plant the church, together we plant the church, and we will be the pastor. And the whole family will pastor the church." Out of the 10 churches, we closed down the 2 churches. Out of the 10 churches, that 8 of them are pastored by bivocational people, right? They're not full-time. They're doing much better than, sometimes I felt that they can do a better ministry than I. Our agenda is to preach the gospel to the poor. And the way to do it is to preach, share our testimony. And the second way is to plant more churches so that people will know that, the presence of God is there. And they can seek after the presence of God in that place. And we will become the people of God, the people of blessings when we begin to plant churches. Secondly, not only we seek the agenda of God, we also seek after the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus, in Gospel of Luke, he went to the temple, the synagogue. It is by divine appointment he opened and he turned to the gospel, Isaiah, and then he said that the Spirit of God has anointed me. The Spirit of God has anointed me. When we talk about anointing, it describes the power of God that's given to an individual or a corporate group of people for the express desire to do God's work. The power, empowerment, is given to us to do the ministry. I do not know about the ministry here, but I realize that my wife and I, when we do ministry, when we do a church planting, we were confronting demonic forces. And this is nothing new. Turn to your Gospel of Matthew 12, 28. Gospel of Matthew 12, 28. Gospel of Matthew 12, 28. But if I use the power of God's Spirit to force out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. And this was the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. He cast out demons by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the course of our ministry, that we are very often, every month, you know, we were called to dismantle altars. If you are Chinese, you understand, or the Indians, you will understand dismantling the altars where the spirit, the demonic statues or idols were placed on these altars, and then people will worship. But before we can dismantle these altars, we know that much effort is on prayers against the spiritual forces. We need the anointing to dismantle the powerful presence of demonic forces. We remember that King Saul, when in the outset of his kingship, he had a dream where the Lord spoke to him and said, "What do you want, Saul?" And the king said that, "I would like to have wisdom. I would like to have wisdom or anointing of the Holy Spirit, because wisdom is part of the sevenfold anointing of the Holy Spirit." He did not ask for anything, but he asked for the anointing to become the king so that he can be an excellent king. He can do the ministry of a king. In Isaiah 11, verse 2, it describes the sevenfold anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 11, verse 2, it says that, you know, this is that the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Altogether, sevenfold anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that it is the will of God that you pray that this seventh anointing of the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ will come upon you daily in your life. I stress very strongly to my children. I say that your mom and I pray for you daily that the spirit of anointing, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, spirit of power, and the fear of the Lord will be upon you wherever you go, whether you are in the college, whether you are in your homes or in the homes of your friends, but whether you are in the ministry or not in the ministry, I want you to know you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you go to my church, they have no qualms, no reservations to pray that prayer. "Lord, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your spirit of wisdom. Thank you for your spirit of understanding. Thank you for your spirit of counsel. Thank you for your spirit of power. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Now I want more. I want more." About 4 years ago, now, my wife and I have been involved in a lot of ministry in casting out demons. Pray for people who were demon-possessed. And one of those unique cases, it was back in the 5 years ago, the parents have brought this young girl to our church.
we understand that in our society that it's not very fashionable to become Christians in Malaysia. Right? Sometimes it's become an embarrassment to our parents when we become a Christian. There's a scenario in our society. And I understand that when parents, they were not our church members, brought their children or brought one of their trouble or problem children to our church and asked pastor for help, you know that this is their last resort. They will never enter the church unless outside the church or whatever, the doctors, some professional people cannot help them anymore. They will come to the church for help. So the parents brought this girl, she was about 19 years old, a very pretty girl, and she was about to do her, in Malaysia, in most of the Asian countries, that we have an important examinations. It's what we call the university entrance examinations. Our life, most of the time, are determined by one day examinations, right? Isn't that scary, right? But then was a September. In November, she was about to take her entrance examinations to the university. And she was brought into our office, and we were prepared for it. And we have an office, and then we have a curtain drawn, but now we open up the curtains, and then we ask her parents to sit outside the conference room, and my wife and I will do minister to this lady. They have a very big family of 8-9 people. So plus my staff, it's like a reality show, right? My wife and I inside the conference hall, and then separated by the glass window, and then about 12 to 15 of them were sitting outside watching my wife and I performing ministry. And the girl was deranged, was beside herself, and she was speaking nonsense. And straight away we discerned that she was possessed by demons. We pray for her, we pray in tongues, and we pray for her, minister to her, but we know that they would not like to hear the word Jesus Christ or the blood of Jesus. And then all of the time, when we pray in the name of Jesus, they will fall asleep. So when we pray that prayer in the name of Jesus, he said, "Oh, Father, I want to go home to sleep. I'm very tired." So we were at our wit's end how to minister to this lady. And she was crying and screaming to her father and saying, "Oh, I want to go home. I want to go home." So with so many people watching outside, so I can't do anything. I can't even lay a hand on her. But then when she was screaming, my little petite little wife, right, stood up and said, "Shut up in the name of Jesus. Sit down." Before she sat down, I sat down first. When the Chinese lady shout, you better sit down. I'm sure that you go to China for ministry, don't underestimate the power of a Chinese woman. Woe is unto you. You make them angry. I sat down. And the lady sat down. And then, I couldn't believe it. She was set free. No screaming, no shouting on our part, no fasting and prayer. Just a shout from a Chinese-faced lady, yellow-faced lady. And she got healed, right? And the father and mother came inside because by then the lady was standing up and she was rubbing her eyes and said that, "Father, where am I? Where am I? Right? I'm hungry. I want to go back." No, they had spent hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, taking her to doctors, sending her to temples. You know, this girl is their precious child.
the hope of the family, now possessed by demons. And then saw her standing, and then she was set free, and then it's normal again. You know, the father came into the, you know, came into the office, I mean, came into the hall and said that, oh, you are the living God. You are the living God. You know, and then he turned around to the children, about seven of them. Okay, you all can become Christians. She can be baptized by Christmas, right? After finishing her examination, she can become a Christian. The rest of you all can follow your elder sister. Just like this. And we're still, and the both of their two sisters now are in our church. And we have become good friends. And through the last few years, we still go into their home to minister to them. When we want to do the ministry, if we want to be a good wife, ministering to our husband, ministering to our children, if we want to be a good father, a good husband, taking care of the whole family, taking charge of the whole situation, you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That daily you will pray and say, Lord, I want your wisdom. I want your understanding. I want your counsel. I want your power. I want your knowledge. I want the fear of the Lord, that I will be a delight in your kingdom. Pray that prayer, Isaiah 11:2, for yourself, for your spouse, for your children daily, and see what will happen. Pray that prayer and see what will happen to your spouse, to your children, or to your church. See what will happen. How to be a people of blessings? Firstly, we must know the agenda of the Lord Jesus Christ. The agenda of our Lord Jesus Christ is to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor, not only those who are poor financially, but also poor spiritually, for asking for help, or even they might not ask for help. But seek the opportunities in your home group. Tell your home groups that this is the challenge. If you know of any of your friends who are in trouble, get us to go to the house. Let us have a home group meeting in the house and pray for them. This is what we do. This is what we do. I like to perform a funerals for non-Christians. Nobody would like to perform their funerals because of some, a situation they're in. But I, my wife, and I would do it. I would get the home groups that just love the family. You must understand, American funerals are quite different from Asian funerals, right? The pastors would do everything. Right? And secondly, you want to be a people of blessing? Seek after the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And see what will happen. And I pray that, you know, I feel the Spirit of God is so mightily present in our midst, but you sit more and say, Lord, it is not enough. I want more of it. You pray that prayer and see what will happen. God bless you, right? Amen.
How many today say you, that's your prayer? You want more of God's anointing in your life? Do you want that? Yes, I do. Thank you very much, Henry and Jenny, for sharing your hearts with us today. And we do want to be a church that opens up our homes and pastors people. And as he was speaking, I saw some of you small group leaders looking at me and saying, Pastor, are you going to make me plant a church? Who just laughed? I want to know who laughed. Anybody laugh? Okay. Well, today we're going to bless them today as our ushers come forward, and they're going to be taking up an offering today. We want to take up an offering just to bless them. And how many today, I just want you just to pray in your heart today what God would have you to give to them. We just want to be a blessing to them today. We appreciate their hearts. They're such sweet spirits, and we appreciate the word they brought to us. And we wanted just to bless them in return. We're a blessed country and today, and we want to bless them in return. So I want you just to give out of your heart today what the Lord would have you to give. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. As you bow your heads, I want you just to ask right now, Father, what would you have us to give? Speak to our heart, Father, clearly what you would have us to give. Now I want you to be obedient to what the Spirit just spoke to your heart, and I want you just to bless them today as they do that. Can you do that? Father, we thank you, Lord, for this ministry today. Lord, we pray that, God, that you would just be a blessing, Lord, to we could be a blessing to them as they've been a blessing to us today. And, Father, we just pray for the church there in Malaysia. Father, that you continue, Lord, just to anoint Henry and Jenny, Father, as they go forth to plant churches. God, we are a church plant, so we have a kindred heart in this area, Father, about planting churches. And, Father, we want to plant more churches. And, Father, they're planting churches. And we just wanted to agree, Father, what is going on here in Joplin, in Poria, and around the United States, and what's happened in Malaysia and Asia and China. That, God, that the body of Christ, we come together and we support each other and we lift them up in prayer. That, Father, we pray that everywhere they go, may they find a favor of your Holy Spirit. Father, where there is resistance of religious tradition, I pray that those religious traditions come down in Jesus' name. And may you provide people with insight, people with favor, people with knowledge, people who have, Lord, the right connections, Lord, to plant the churches that you have need of there. And we say together, amen and amen. As our ushers are passing those places today, I do want to just to thank you, first of all, for being here today. And we're going to pass this bucket and we're going to bless them. And tonight, make sure that if you can make it, that you go down. If you need directions, it's very simple to get from here. Just go make a right at the light here at Zora. Go down one light to Florida Street, make a left, and a couple blocks down, you'll see Utica. Make a right on Utica, and Utica takes you straight there to the park. And so right off Utica in Florida, if you go straight down to Utica off Florida, you'll find the park there at Humphrey Park, and we're going to have a good time tonight, okay? So I want you to come. You say, Pastor, it's going to be a little hot. Well, they have a shade there. We have a nice shelter and shade, and so we're going to start try to stay a little cool. Usually it rains when we have the thing, so how many know we need more rain, right? That's not what we need. So I don't think we're pretty safe about rain tonight. So let's actually have a picnic without having rain. Maybe the first time we've had that in a couple of times. And so tonight, let's make sure we come and fellowship together, come out, and we're going to have a good time. Remember Carlos's family this week as his uncle's going through surgery and doing well. But we want to pray that God goes with him this week. Carlos is there in St. Louis ministering to his family, and Susan's leaving tomorrow. He's coming back today and to go back to work there at Freeman, and she'll be going back to take care of family. So remember them also as they go to minister to their family this week. All right, let's stand to our feet. Have you enjoyed the ministry today? Can you bless them with a hand clap of appreciation? Amen. Now let's bless the Lord. Can we bless the Lord one more time? Father, we bless you today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the service today. Thank you for our worship time. Thank you for the many friends that were here today that traveled. Father, as we heard of what's going on in Malaysia, and Lord, we just pray today that, Father, you go with us today. We're going to bless you in all that we do. May your name be praised on our lips. Father, may we take you to show good works everywhere we go. The church is not what's going on inside. Lord, the church is what happens when we leave here, that we take the goodness of the gospel of Jesus Christ with us to our homes, to our neighborhoods, to our schools, to our jobs, to our families. God, may we be looking for opportunity to share your goodness. We take that message to heart today, and we say, yes, Holy Spirit, anoint us to show your love. Anoint us to speak a word. Anoint us to be ready to pray for those who need deliverance. Anoint us to pray for those who need healing. God, today we pray that Spirit be upon us, Father, in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Thank you very much. Hug some necks before you leave. Shake a hand before you leave. God bless you.